with Metal Machine Music. Before that, you heard the song Hybrid Moments, first by Helvetia, then by The Misfits, the band who originally wrote it, and before that was Dive with the track Out of Mind from their album Is the Is Art. Again, Dive wants Somerville Ballroom tomorrow night. Tickets are still on sale. Definitely recommend swinging by. This is DJ Lou signing out. Stick around for the next hour.
Hello, hello. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. That was an hour of beautiful music from DJ Lou. And now, I am Alexander Golan, and I've got DJ G Marquis, who just left the studio, but he'll be coming back shortly. And I don't really know what we're going to play for you tonight. We're gonna play it by ear. We'll see. But we're gonna start with some Pianos Become the Teeth, because I don't know, the weather feels appropriate. So I hope you enjoy it.
How's it stand? What are we? Let that sand flush my cheeks, wear me out. Keep me clean, keep me longing, keep the quiet company, wear me out. I heard a voice telling me, like your smoke waving in my eyes, repine, wear me out. That wick won't burn away, it's giving uneven rain.
Just for being kept like some lonely facet. visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Oh, did you hear that?
Did I hear what?
Oh, God. My knee.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
Oh, wow. That was special. Hi, everybody.
Hunter's been getting his kicks by, well...
Getting kicked.
Getting kicked.
Yeah. Oh, God. Nice wordplay.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's DJ G Marquis here on the mic. Not doing so hot this evening. I was at Muay Thai practice this evening, and I kicked. I did the kicking. So technically, I'm the one culpable for all of this. But anyway, so we were sparring, and I kicked a guy, and my knee collided with his hip bone. And just like the right fashion where it's just bone on bone, like...
That's fun. Oh, that's great.
Oh, man. I was not a happy camper. And I'm still not a happy camper. I've been... Alex can describe for you the interesting method in which I've been getting up the stairs.
It'd be funny if you weren't, like, one of my best friends in the world, you know?
It's still funny, though.
But it's still kind of funny. So it's pretty freaking funny.
Oh my God. I'm like, I basically try and turn my body sideways in the staircase so that I can straighten out my leg and not have to bend it, and I can just move it up step by step.
I call him Hobbles.
Yeah. Hunter was a pretty cool guy until he just like broke his knee.
until he stopped hanging out.
Yeah, until he stopped hanging out. He
started saying his knee hurt too much to play video games.
Yeah.
Watch TV and
just sat there icing that knee all day.
Poor Hobbles.
Oh man.
So that last song you heard was one of the new ones from Alcest off of their new album, Kodama. It's called Eclosion. It's one of the songs that wasn't released as a single, so it just dropped on Spotify, so I've been listening to that, and it's freaking gorgeous, just as the singles might lead you to believe. So if you haven't already checked it out, check it out. It's on Spotify now, so get to it.
Remind me of the name of the album.
Kodama. It's like a purple lady coming out of a purple swamp and a skeleton hand reaching out of the swamp.
Is that like the definition of that word?
I have no idea. That's a good question. Now I want to know.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious. Whenever they like bands.
And now time for the etymology section of our show.
Man, we should have some theme music for this. Game show.
It's a spirit. Oh, I think I knew this actually because I remember these little things from Princess Mononoke.
I wonder if the Price is Right music is on Spotify. Because I feel like it's really good for this kind of a segment. Exactly what you need.
It is. Oh, that's right. I always forget. I'm very used to talking without background stuff, and Hunter's not about that.
Okay. Oh, guess what?
He found it.
Yeah, it's on Aux 1.
It's on Aux 1, folks. So get ready.
Yes. Yes!
Yeah, so, alright folks, welcome back to Headroom! We're your hosts, Alex Golan and DJ G Marquis.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen!
So today we'll be delving into the word Kodama. It's the title of Alcest's new album.
Oh, yes.
And, let's see here.
A recent topic of discussion on this very show.
Indeed. So... let's see. Kodama are spirits in Japanese folklore that inhabit trees, similar to the dryads of Greek mythology. Huh. The term is also used to denote a tree in which a kodama supposedly resides. So,
wow.
Interesting. What do you think that means? Your house Hunter.
Well, I would say if I had to guess, I would imagine that it has something to do with a purple woman leaving a purple swamp next to a purple tree.
Is there a tree on the album?
Is there a tree? I'm
not sure there is.
I think it probably got to be central. This. That's
oh no, we need more. We need more prices.
I'm just gonna put it on a loop.
No tree on the album cover. Wow, that's a sick shirt though. I'm gonna get that. Absolutely.
Buy the shirt now
on let's see, Prophecy US. I guess they're carrying all Seth's stuff. Better than Urban Outfitters charging $50-$60 for a black t-shirt.
Why can I buy like kitchenware at Urban Outfitters?
Because Hunter, the key to being a young urbanite is being well balanced and, dare I say, holistic about your approach to life. You can't just focus on fashion or your outward appearance. You need to put good inside you to give good back. And excuse me while I go shoot myself in the throat.
Oh, boy. Yeah, nothing but smiles here. remind me. Oh, man. Oh, wait, I think...
Is this too many goats?
No, this is Powerball. I guess they have... So, there's a band called Network Music Ensemble.
No way.
That apparently makes just this music.
That's our alternate name if we're playing a child-friendly venue ever.
Classic game. Network Music Ensemble.
Network Music Ensemble. The child-friendly alter ego of the Horny Cousins.
Net Music.
Well, So, Hunter... What's your word of the day? Because I think Kodama's mine. Did you encounter any strange words in your travels and your readings and your ponderings?
Today was, you know the word?
What?
The word of the day for me is aux.
Aux.
More of a phrase, aux send, because... I got an email about 12 o'clock today telling me to go down to the music department and to figure out how to put aux, like, do a whole thing with, like, this crazy routing of aux sends on Pro Tools. And they have it ready by 3 o'clock. But I have class from 1:30 to 2:45, so it was a race against the clock.
That's fun.
In many ways, yeah.
That is fun.
I gotta say.
So, Hunter, tell us, what's the historical etymology of aux send?
Aux send. Well, I believe aux is actually let's see, what do we got next? Crossword. This is jazz.
These are fun.
These are really great.
This is a great time.
Honestly, I feel like I'm just going to replace all the music I use for my talking interludes with this from now on. There's no reason not to use it.
I'm going to listen the crap out of that.
I might just like, I don't know, man. Maybe there's just something about this type of music that's... infinitely, like, on just another level.
It reminds us of a simpler time back when media portrayals of suburban life were monochromatic.
I just think that this music somehow captures this, like, sentiment of, like, immediate, like, going out of your mind, like, oh, I'm on a game show, like, it just gets you going like that.
You know,
like,
what?
Oh, my God.
It makes me get this image of, like, normal housewives from the 60s or, like, you know, a guy in a leisure suit, but just, like, a close-up on their face in 4K and them just sweating profusely and laughing hysterically with this in the background.
I see. I'm picturing it. I'm not. It's not that I'm not picturing it. It's just that, like, I'm so... at the same time in love with the idea and totally uncomfortable with it.
Yeah.
That, like, I don't really know how to react. I'll be honest. I'm kind of at a loss.
That's rare.
Yeah, man. I honestly think that it's... No, I think we should do it. But I just don't know what to think about. I think once it's done, I'll just kind of really still be, like, in this weird kind of agnostic ambivalence about the whole project.
You know... we'll see where we end up.
Yeah, we will.
Remember our names and look us up one day and see if we've done the...
First, check the police blotter. That's your best
bet. That's your best bet. The question is, what town? Don't matter. We're going to be national.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, God. All right.
How about a little Kveller talk?
Yeah, I was going to say, I got to make this stop. I'm actually really starting to bleed out the ears.
Well, I mean, it's like, if you go with it for long enough, you might just become like a complete sociopath, so... We could conduct some crazy social experiments.
Yeah, man. MK Ultra round two.
There you go.
Just get people on acid and put them in a room with this 24 hours.
Happy thoughts, happy music.
from school. Won't you let me meet you at the Friday, I can get tickets for the dance. Now take you. Ooh. Won't you tell your dad, get off my back? Said about painted black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside, well, it's okay. Now shake.